USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Commerce Department is reporting first quarter GDP rose 3.2%. President Trump is calling that an incredible number.
Our economy is doing great, number one in the world. We're number one economy right now in the world, and it's not even close.
18 months in jail, that's the sentence for Maria Butina, a Russian woman who pled guilty to being an unregistered foreign agent for Russia. However, a federal judge did grant her time served, granting her credit for 9 months for her imprisonment. Attorney Robert Driscoll says they accept the judge's decision.
I wish we could have done more to get her out sooner. I do not believe an additional 9 months in jail serves any purpose in terms of punishment or contrition at this point. She's already spent 9 months in jail.
Following her serving her sentence, she will be deported back to Russia. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
A semi-truck carrying lumber crashed on Interstate 70 in Colorado, killing several people and damaging more than two dozen cars. Authorities are continuing to investigate the accident. Ty Countryman is with the Lakewood Police Department. He says they're confident about putting the suspect behind bars.
We feel at this time we have enough probable cause to charge the vehicular homicide.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein was speaking in New York City Thursday night. He was discussing the criticism he's endured during Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation.
I saw one of these professional provocateurs at a holiday party. He approached me very politely. He said, I'm sorry I'm making your life miserable. And I said, you do your job and I'll do mine. His job is to entertain and motivate partisans so he can keep making money. My job is to enforce the law in a nonpartisan way. That is the whole point of the oath that so many of us have taken.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now playing Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please send her Holy Spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
Now.
I don't believe John will survive tonight.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to BreakthroughMovie.com.
President Trump and leading Democratic presidential candidates seem to agree on one thing. Something needs to be done to alleviate the nation's $1.5 trillion student loan crisis. One thing both sides will agree upon is right now the system is broke and needs to be fixed. Jill Schlesinger is a CBS News business analyst. She joined CBS this morning and has some tips for you regarding student loans.
First of all, these letters are really confusing because there is no uniform way that colleges and universities have to report to families about what is loan, what is grant, what is scholarship. So when you get that letter, be very careful. Families are often confusing loans and grants. That's number one. Number two, when you look at that letter, no, it's for 1 year only. Mm-hmm. So that first year, a lot of families presume this will be the next 2 years, 3 years. And you know what? It doesn't necessarily mean that's the case. Mm-hmm. And also understand there's a difference between a federal direct subsidized and unsubsidized loan. Subsidized loan means that when the money is disbursed, they wait to start the interest calculation until you graduate. An unsubsidized loan, that clock starts ticking as soon as the money is disbursed. Hey, parents, those PLUS loans, those are ticking away too, whether your kid graduates or not.
And as far as finding out the interest rate on those loans, Schlesinger says good luck. You have to read the fine print. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.